The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav, teaches us, G'dayla Torah, Torah is even greater, Yosem and Akunam and Amalchus, greater than Akunam and Amalchus. Shamalchus Niknas B'shloy Shemailus, to become a Melech, you need to have 30 positive attributes. For Kahuna, best in the Arba, Kuna requires 24, but Torah, Niknas Barbom Shemana Dvarim. The Torah requires 48 steps in order to become a true Talmud Chacham. So the Medrash Shmuel points out that as we look at the steps required to grow in Torah, versus as our Mishnah teaches us, Malchus and Kahuna, it's not just a quantitative difference, as our Mishnah just taught us. Melucha requires 30, Kahuna requires 24. It's also a qualitative difference. Malchus and Kahuna, the Mishnah says, are acquired through Milus, whereas Torah is acquired through Devarim. What's the difference? So he says, Milus means attributes of greatness, of Cheshivas. Devarim represent, on the contrary, attributes of humility. What's the difference between the attribute of Milus and the attribute of Devarim? He says, the attribute of Mila represents an external positive, whereas Devarim represents an internal Mila. And certainly something which is internal is greater than something that's external. So not only are many more steps required to grow in Torah versus Malchus and Kahuna, but the steps that are required to grow in Torah are steps that have to be internalized, which are obviously much more difficult to accomplish. I also saw that when we speak about Torah versus Kahuna and Malchus, Torah encompasses in it Kahuna and Malchus. There's Kahuna Sheba Torah, there's Malchus Sheba Torah, and there's Torah Sheba Torah. And what the Tanna is teaching us is that the Torah Sheba Torah element is greater and more important than the Kahuna Sheba Torah and the Malchus Sheba Torah. Kahuna Sheba Torah is the point that Torah influences a person's behavior. Malchus Sheba Torah represents how Torah represents our action. Torah Sheba Torah represents not just how Torah represents our external activities, but Torah Sheba Torah represents how Torah influences our very self, who we are. Very similar to what we said at the beginning of this year. What Torah does is, A, to grow in Torah, you have to have these internal steps. But as a person learns Torah, it changes who he is. His actual being becomes a different person through learning Torah. The pasuk says in Kehelis, Yud Beis, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Aleph, Divrei Chachomim Kedarvoinus. So I saw that the Chesed Lavrom explains this pasuk based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Dalid, Pasuk Yud Beis. The Pasuk says, V'samti kat shemas asayich. Kad is the same letters as the word doch. Doch, the Gemara many times speaks about dochi. Doch means tohor. A person has to be tohor. He has to be pure. Not only does he have to be pure, but the Pasuk says kad kad, doubly pure, really pure, completely pure. I think that's what we say every morning. Alakai neshama shenasata bi tahoirihi. And the Pasuk is teaching us that for a person to grow in Torah, he has to be completely pure. There's an Or Chaim in Parshas Tetzaveh that says, Shemen Zayis Zoch. Says the Or Chaim HaKadosh that Shemen Zayis Zoch represents the Torah. And the Torah is teaching us that the Torah has to be Zoch, it has to be pure. And then the Torah continues describing the Shemen Zayis Zoch, Kosis Lamar. In order to be able to give off the Mar, the Or HaTorah, it has to be Kosis. A person has to work on himself. And that's what it says earlier here in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Havei Shvel Royach. V'samti kat kod kod, Shem Shesayich, Kod kod is Begematria 48. The 48 steps that the Tanav Al Mishnah identifies that are required in order to grow in Torah have to be internal steps. And that's what the Pasuk says in Kehelis. Divrei Chachamim Kid Darboinus. If you look at the word Kitarboinus, it's made of Chof Dalet Beneiris. If a person will be Kod, if he'll be Tohor, if he'll have in him the characteristics of the Neiris, Shemen Zayis Zoch, Kosis Lamor, then he will be able to grow Divrei Chachamim. If he has if he acts like Kedarboinus, the Kad, the Doch, being Tohor, he'll act like the Neiris, then he will be able to achieve, that is, Divrei Torah will be Divrei Chachamim. The Medrash says in Parashas Chukas, Ein HaTorah Miskayemes, Ela B'mi Shemesem Atzmoy Hefke Midbar. What does the Medrash mean? So I saw from the Sefer Sheiros Yisrael that in order for a person that the Torah that he learns should be able to change him, influence him, make him a better person, he has to be kehefker. He has to be ready to accept everything that the Torah gives him. With the total, and how does that come? That comes through humility. But if somebody who's not willing to take that attitude to Torah, then he won't become a Talmud Chacham. The Torah will really not have the influence the Torah can and should have on a person. Only if a person is willing to understand that he himself is not really of great consequence, and that he needs that a Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring into him a ruach of tahara, that he needs that he should need to learn Torah, and that the Torah should be able to make him into a better person, then he will be able to grow from Torah. The Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Perek Yud Aleph Pasuk Gimel, V'richoi B'yiras Hashem. And the Medrash commenting on this pasuk says, "Shanu chachamim, b'shloisha dvorim nitna Torah, b'midbar, b'esh, b'mayim." We find that the Torah was given in the midbar with fire and water. V'lama v'gimel dvorim elu. Continues the Mishnah. Why was the Torah given with these three things? Map elu b'chinam la'olam. The midbar is a place that's hefker. Everybody could go to the midbar. Ei shmaim are things not of expense. Kach divrei Torah chinam hei. Shenemar, says the Medrash, hoi kol tzoma l'chu l'mayim. What is the Medrash teaching us? If somebody works the earth, he wants to make the earth grow, trees and vegetables and produce. So he needs water to be able to grow the field. And he needs the sun, which represents Eish. Without water and sun, nothing could grow. Where does the water come from? The water comes from Shemayim, it rains. Where does the sun come? The sun comes, the sun shines, Baruch Hashem, hopefully. And these things you don't have to pay for. They come min haShemayim. But they could turn a midbar into a place that blossoms. So to a person who wants to change himself, who wants to become a person of Kedusha, he has to be able to bring himself into that Eish Shemayim. What are Eish Shemayim? He has to bring himself. Eish represents Yerushamayim, the realizing the fire of Hashem. Mayim represents a person being modest. Water always runs down. A person considering himself like water. When somebody will have in himself these characteristics, so just like the Eish Amayim can make something grow out of nothing, so too will the person who has in himself these traits will be able to grow in Torah. That's what's required as a prerequisite to the Memches Tvorim Shatorah Niknes Behem. But says the Sefer Yisrael that after a person prepares himself with the 48 steps, after he makes himself an individual who can grow from these 48 steps, and then begins step by step, 48 steps, till he indeed becomes the person Shatayr Niknespa. The 48 steps actually bring to the 49th step. Just like the Gemara Masechet Nedarim, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph teaches us that Moshe Rabbeinu reached the Madrega of Memtesh Shari Bina, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, V'tachsereyu me'at melekim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu represents the 50 Shari Bina. Moshe Rabbeinu was one step lower, just one step lower. Somebody who grows in Torah, he will be able to come to the Madrega, like Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Madrega of Tachsreyu Me'at Melekim. The Torah has such a profound influence on him that he could grow, that each one of us working step by step could become Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach like Moshe Rabbeinu.